Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a colonoscopy scheduled on Thursday. Not because I wanted to, but because she told me to. Who is she? Because y'all know everybody can't tell me what to do. She's one of the few people who can't. Senate Majority Leader Kerry Dietzick is joining me now on the Shaletta Show. And I'm doing it, girl. It's on the books. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done.
I love it.
I'm getting it done.
I love it. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. I encourage everybody to get out there and get those wellness checks. Get your mammogram, which I know you got. Get your pap smear, get your colonoscopy, get your prostate check for men. You need to do those wellness checks because they can save lives. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for talking about it.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm open, I'm out, I'm honest. And, you know, you told me something, you know, when you revealed to us, you know, your health challenges and what you were going through. The one thing that you encouraged us to do was get checked, get to the doctor, make sure everything is up to date, make sure we have our screenings done. And you know, I'm sitting on here on the radio telling everybody and realized I hadn't even done it myself.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of people. They realized they didn't do it. And I found my cancer with just a normal, went in for my normal checkup, and they kind of called and said, yeah, we want you to come back. Something was, you know, a little unusual, and I didn't think nothing of it. And then, sorry, I'm in a big room. And then they call back and say, no, we want you to see an oncologist. And I'm like, you know, so I encourage everybody to get tested because you just never know.
Yeah. And how are you doing? Folks are already texting and DMing me. Ask her how she's doing. How's everything going? How does she feel?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Knock on wood. I can't complain. I feel so blessed and privileged to have, you know, every day to be working on behalf of the state of Minnesota, feeling strong and just love talking and working with people.
And, you know, one of the things that I just so admired about you was your perseverance, how during the last session, you know, with everything that you had to do and everything that you had going on in your life, you stayed the course and helped hold everything together and made sure that, you know, our legislature got to the finish line and we were able to pass some historic reforms. And Minnesota is now looked at by other states as an example of what can be done when government comes together and works together.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. The I mean, that's what it was, you know, deep down. I experienced some challenges and I thought, you know what, I'm so lucky. I have a job where I can sit home and do my work from home. So many people can't do it. And so many people have, you know, barriers and challenges. And so what can I do to help them make their life easier? And that's what so motivated me to make sure we pass stuff like Restore the Vote, Driver's License for All, the Crown Act, Juneteenth state holiday, paid family medical leave, you know, funding for more accessible child care, funding for housing, funding for school meals for kids so they're not hungry.
Hello. Do you know my baby came home the other day and I said, well, Cameron, I said, you know, you haven't asked me to put any money on your books for lunch. And she said, well, Mom, you know that, you know, they have this new thing at schools where, you know, the meals are free. And I had to just take a moment and silently thank you and Melissa Hortman and, you know, Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for the work that you are doing, because even the children are seeing the impact. Yep. You know, it's one thing to list off all the accomplishments, right? The food shelves, right. The tax cuts, the catalytic converters, yep. Which, you know, they stole one of mine. So thank you, girl. I sure appreciate that, because that is not a cheap thing. They stole it off the RV. They stole it off the RV, girl.
$1,000.
Yes, ma'am.
That costs a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So it's one thing to list all of this. But when I had my daughter come home to remind me about the work that's done and how it's actually impacting people, that's a whole nother ball game.
That's what we wanted to do. It's how is that impacting people? And some of these bills, like the child, like the school meals or the lunchbox tax credit, because you're not paying for the meals, but you also don't have to make them. I mean, that's time consuming when you got to make the meals and scrambling for you to get off to work and to get your kid to school. That's time consuming. So some will have immediate effect. And then some, like paid family medical leave, it'll take a while because we're still implementing that. But think about somebody who, again, has major surgery, has cancer. What do they do when they can't go back to work right away? But how do they pay their bills? Mm-hmm. So they're worried about, I can't lose my home. How do I take care of myself? So this, you know, paid family medical leave will help them. Most of the major companies, I think all of the major large companies here in Minnesota offer it. And so it's not anti-business. Businesses offer it because that's what workers want. And so we just want to give that opportunity for every worker to have that, because that is economic stability for everybody across the state.
Okay, now the legislature is going to kick off on February the 12th. We're talking about what's already passed. What's coming up? Talk to me about the economic outlook and the forecast and the projections for 2024 for the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, so there's a lot of global unrest and economic uncertainties. And so, you know, we kind of take that with a grain of salt, and there'll be another budget forecast in February. But right now, Minnesota is doing really strong. Minnesota is the unemployment is lower than the national average. Employment participation is higher than the national average. We have the highest number of people working across the state than ever. And so our economy is very diverse, and so it is going strong. And we just need to figure and make sure that it's going strong. We will come back next year, and we want to make sure, is the school meals working the way we want it to? Is the free college tuition that we will now offer for families and kids making less than $80,000 a year, because we want to get them into school. We need more educated workers. Well, this is one way. If you are coming from a family that doesn't have a lot of wealth, it doesn't matter if you get a grant or if you got to take a loan. I mean, I know it scared the daylights out of me when my loan started getting, you know, $10,000, and that was many, many, many mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. This will help people get in and at least get a few years under their belt, and will help fill the jobs that are out there. You know, there's critical jobs in healthcare that pay good money. There's critical jobs. We did a $2.6 billion bonding bill. Those are jobs in local community that puts money in local communities. So if you want to be a carpenter, if you want to be a pipe fitter, if you want to be an electrician, I mean, they are always looking for people to work. So, you know, contact them. And so some of this free tuition and free college will help people get into those jobs where we need more workers. So we're going to look at that to make sure what we passed last year, is it being implemented? Is implementation started? Do we need to do anything and tweak anything? So we're going to look at that. And then we're out having meetings with our constituents and listening to what they're saying. And we're going to listen to, you know, what are they telling us? What's important to them? So we're going to, you know, keep working on that to make sure that the work we are doing benefits and uplifts the most people across the state.
Now, I have to ask you, of all the things that you all did last year, the historic reforms, the new laws, the legislation that was passed, what were you the most proud of?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's like asking who your favorite kid is.
I have
really
a favorite.
Hard.
I tell the other ones to their face, Brandon is it. Be nice to Brandon. The money is not getting split four ways. Brandon's getting everything. So be nice to Brandon. So that's not hard for me.
It's hard for me. But I think I'm most proud about is, you know, we passed a lot of individual bills, and we had, we represent people from northern Minnesota, rural small towns up north, to, you know, a lot of regional centers around the state, to suburbs, to the urban core. And we have very different neighborhoods that we represent. But we came together, we listened to each other, we talked about what our communities need, we talked about you know, what bills, you know, if somebody had some concern about this bill, it wasn't like, oh, I just don't like that bill. People talked to each other. Members talked to each other and said, I can't vote for this line. Can you change this? Can we find a way to change this? Because this is what my community is telling me. So we work really hard with each other, with the House, even with Republicans. They like to say we didn't listen to them, but we took a lot of Republican amendments to make these bills better and to make it work and uplift the most Minnesotans. So what I think is most proud about is that we stuck together and we talked to each other to get the job done for the state of Minnesota.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You got to tell us, what are your Christmas plans? What you got going on?
I don't know yet. How about you?
You don't know yet? It's coming up. You know, I know it's green grass. It's no snow. So it's tricking us. We think it's like September or October, but it's not. It's like coming up in a couple of weeks.
I know. I suppose I need to, like, figure out where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am. You might be out of town. So we are going to Houston. We're going
to
visit.
Awesome. See your family.
Yeah, we're going to visit Houston. And so we're going to go. We're going to take the RV. We're going to go hang out. I'm going to drop my kids off at my mama's. And then I'm just going to go to the RV and just go to sleep. That's my plan. I'm going to sleep right through the holidays because they'll be with their grandma. They, you know, when I drop them off with their mama, I tell them, call me Miss Shaletta. I'm not even your mama right now. Call me Miss Shaletta, and grandma will take care of you. So that's what we'll be doing. But I just want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. It's so good to hear your voice and you know, just have your leadership there, you know, through the adversity and everything that you've gone through, how you have made sure that we, our legislature stay together, get these historic reforms passed. And I just have to tell you, I've seen and heard from so many families who have moved to Minnesota from other parts of the country after this last legislative session because they see the emphasis on families.
Yep. Yep. We want to make it the best place to raise kids and to be a family.
Yeah.
So, and I also want to thank you for all that you're doing, for, you know, getting your colonoscopy and talking about that, but also all that you do to uplift other businesses, and especially businesses of color and Black businesses. I look forward to seeing you at the Capitol and talking to everybody.
Yes!
Learn more about how we can help these small businesses, how we can help them so that they thrive, because we need to find ways to make sure everybody thrives and has the opportunity to succeed. Somebody told me that talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. So how do we make sure that opportunity is equally distributed and everybody has a chance to succeed?
I'm putting that on a T-shirt. Senate Majority Leader Kerry Decick joining us on The Shaletta Show. Thank you for coming and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year again.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right. I got a colonoscopy scheduled on Thursday. Not because I wanted to, but because she told me to. Who is she? Because y'all know everybody can't tell me what to do. She's one of the few people who can. Senate Majority Leader Kerry Decick is joining me now on The Shaletta Show. And I'm doing it, girl. It's on the books. I'm getting it done. I'm getting it done.
I love it.
I'm getting it
I
done.
I love it. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. I encourage everybody to get out there and get those wellness checks. Get your mammogram, which I know you got. Get your, like, pap smear. Get your colonoscopy. Get your prostate check for men. You need to do those wellness checks because they can save lives. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for talking about it.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm open. I'm out. I'm honest. And, you know, you told me something, you know, when you revealed to us, you know, your health challenges and what you were going through. The one thing that you encouraged us to do was get checked, get to the doctor, make sure everything is up to date, make sure we have our screenings done. And you know, I'm sitting on here on the radio telling everybody and realized I hadn't even done it myself.
Yeah, I think that was a lot of people. They realized they didn't do it. And I found my cancer with just a normal, went in for my normal checkup. And they kind of called and said, yeah, we want you to come back. Something was, you know, a little unusual. And I didn't think nothing of it. And then, sorry, I'm in a big room. And then they call back and say, no, we want you to see an oncologist. And I'm like, you know, so I encourage everybody to get tested because you just never know.
Yeah. And how are you doing? Folks are already texting and DMing me. Ask her how she's doing. How's everything going? How does she feel?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Knock on wood. I can't complain. I feel so blessed and privileged to have, you know, every day to be working on behalf of the state of Minnesota, feeling strong, and just love talking and working with people.
And, you know, one of the things that I just so admired about you was your perseverance, how during the last session, you know, with everything that you had to do and everything that you had going on in your life, you stayed the course and helped hold everything together and made sure that, you know, our legislature got to the finish line and we were able to pass some historic reforms. And Minnesota is now looked at by other states as an example of what can be done when government comes together and works together.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important. That's what it was, you know, deep down. I experienced some challenges and I thought, you know what? I'm so lucky. I have a job where I can sit home and do my work from home. So many people can't do it. And so many people have, you know, barriers and challenges. And so what can I do to help them make their life easier? And that's what so motivated me to make sure we pass stuff like Restore the Vote, Driver's License for All, the Crown Act, Juneteenth state holiday, paid family medical leave, funding for more accessible child care, funding for housing, funding for school meals for kids so they're not hungry.
Hello. Do you know my baby came home the other day and I said, well, Cameron, I said, you haven't asked me to put any money on your books for lunch. And she said, well, Mom, you know that, they have this new thing at schools where, you know, the meals are free. And I had to just take a moment and silently thank you and Melissa Hortman and, you know, Governor Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for the work that you are doing, because even the children are seeing the impact. Yep. You know, it's one thing to list off all the accomplishments, right? The food shelves, right. The tax cuts, the catalytic converters, yep. Which, you know, they stole one of mine. So thank you, girl. I sure appreciate that, because that is not a cheap thing. They stole it off the RV. They stole it off the RV, girl.
$1,000.
Yes, ma'am.
That costs a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So it's one thing to list all of this. But when I had my daughter come home to remind me about the work that's done and how it's actually impacting people, that's a whole nother ball game.
That's what we wanted to do. It's how is that impacting people? And some of these bills, like the child, like the school meals or the lunchbox tax credit, because you're not paying for the meals, but you also don't have to make them. I mean, that's time consuming when you got to make the meals and scrambling for you to get off to work and to get your kid to school. That's time consuming. So some will have immediate effect. And then some, like paid family medical leave, it'll take a while because we're still implementing that. But think about somebody who, again, has major surgery, has cancer. What do they do when they can't go back to work right away? But how do they pay their bills? Mm-hmm. So they're worried about, I can't lose my home. How do I take care of myself? So this, you know, paid family medical leave will help them. Most of the major companies, I think all of the major large companies here in Minnesota offer it. And so it's not anti-business. Businesses offer it because that's what workers want. And so we just want to give that opportunity for every worker to have that, because that is economic stability for everybody across the state.
Okay, now the legislature is going to kick off on February the 12th. We're talking about what's already passed. What's coming up? Talk to me about the economic outlook and the forecast and the projections for 2024 for the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, so there's a lot of global unrest and economic uncertainties. And so, you know, we kind of take that with a grain of salt, and there'll be another budget forecast in February. But right now, Minnesota is doing really strong. Minnesota is the unemployment is lower than the national average. Employment participation is higher than the national average. We have the highest number of people working across the state than ever. And so our economy is very diverse, and so it is going strong. And we just need to figure and make sure that it's going strong. We will come back next year, and we want to make sure, is the school meals working the way we want it to? Is the free college tuition that we will now offer for families and kids making less than $80,000 a year, because we want to get them into school. We need more educated workers. Well, this is one way. If you are coming from a family that doesn't have a lot of wealth, it doesn't matter if you get a grant or if you got to take a loan. I mean, I know it scared the daylights out of me when my loan started getting, you know, $10,000, and that was many, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This will help people get in and at least get a few years under their belt, and will help fill the fill the jobs that are out there. You know, there's critical jobs in healthcare that pay good money. There's critical jobs. We did a $2.6 billion bonding bill. Those are jobs in local community that puts money in local communities. So if you want to be a carpenter, if you want to be a pipe fitter, if you want to be an electrician, I mean, they are always looking for people to work. So, you know, contact them. And so some of this free tuition and free college will help people get into those jobs where we need more workers. So we're going to look at that to make sure what we passed last year, is it being implemented? Is the implementation started? Do we need to do anything and tweak anything? So we're going to look at that. And then we're out having meetings with our constituents and listening to what they're saying. And we're going to listen to, you know, what are they telling us? What's important to them? So we're going to, you know, keep working on that to make sure that the work we are doing benefits and uplifts the most people across the state.
Now, I have to ask you, of all the things that you all did last year, the historic reforms, the new laws, the legislation that was passed, what were you the most proud of?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's like asking who your favorite kid is.
I have really a favorite. Hard. I tell the other ones to their face, Brandon is it. Be nice to Brandon. The money is not getting split four ways. Brandon's getting everything. So be nice to Brandon. So that's not hard for me.
It's hard for me. But I think is what I'm... What I think is I'm most proud about is, you know, we passed a lot of individual bills, and we had, we represent people from northern Minnesota, rural small towns up north, to, you know, a lot of regional centers around the state, to suburbs, to the urban core, and we have very different neighborhoods that we represent. But we came together, we listened to each other, we talked about what our communities need, we talked about, you know, what bills. You know, if somebody had some concern about this bill, it wasn't like, oh, I just don't like that bill. People talked to each other. Members talked to each other and said, I can't vote for this line. Can you change this? Can we find a way to change this? Because this is what my community is telling me. So we worked really hard with each other, with the House, even with Republicans. They like to say we didn't listen to them, but we took a lot of Republican amendments to make these bills better and to make it work and uplift the most Minnesotans. So what I think is most proud about is that we stuck together and we talked to each other to get the job done for the state of Minnesota.
Well, I just can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You got to tell us, what are your Christmas plans? What you got going on?
I don't know yet. How about you?
You don't know yet? It's coming up. You know, I know it's green grass. It's no snow. So it's tricking us. We think it's like September or October, but it's not. It's like coming up in a couple of weeks.
I know. I suppose I need to like figure out where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, ma'am. You might be out of town. So we are going to Houston. We're going to visit.
Awesome. Good to your family.
Yeah, we're going to visit Houston. And so we're going to go. We're going to take the RV. We're going to go hang out. I'm going to drop my kids off at my mama's. And then I'm just going to go to the RV and just go to sleep. That's my plan. I'm going to sleep right through the holidays because they'll be with their grandma. They, you know, when I drop them off with their mama, I tell them, call me Miss Shaletta. I'm not even your mama right now. Call me Miss Shaletta, and Grandma will take care of you. So that's what we'll be doing. But I just want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. It's so good to hear your voice and you know, just have your leadership there, you know, through the adversity and everything that you've gone through, how you have made sure that we, our legislature stay together, get these historic reforms passed. And I just have to tell you, I've seen and heard from so many families who have moved to Minnesota from other parts of the country after this last legislative session because they see the emphasis on families.
Yep. Yep. We want to make it the best place to raise kids and to be a family.
Yeah.
So, and I also want to thank you for all that you're doing for, you know, getting your colonoscopy and talking about that, but also all that you do to uplift other businesses, and especially businesses of color and Black businesses. I look forward to seeing you at the Capitol and talking to everybody.
Yes!
Learn more about how we can help these small businesses, how we can help them so that they thrive, because we need to find ways to make sure everybody thrives and has the opportunity to succeed. Somebody told me that talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. So how do we make sure that opportunity is equally distributed and everybody has a chance to succeed?
I'm putting that on a T-shirt. Senate Majority Leader Carrie Desick joining us on the Shaletta Show. Thank you for coming, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year again.
Thank you.
All right.
You too. Talk to you later.
All right.